following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
Do you know how long an average ball game lasts?
Tell me.
That's about 3 hours. And did you know at La Quinta, you can instant hold a room there for up to 4 hours, and it's only going to take you about 20 seconds to do?
Well, great teams know how to hold on to leads. Great business travelers know how to hold on to hotel rooms. Just use the instant hold mobile feature only from La Quinta Inns and Suites. Hold a room instantly with only your phone number.
No credit card?
Nope. That's how La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business. Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
I'm Brian Wallace, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this bad boy is my Jayhawk helicopter. That's 1,560 horsepower engines. Of course, my daily ride's a bit more comfortable. Got it with a Navy Federal auto loan. Nice folks, great rate. Way easier to park.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to the DOD and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Federally insured by...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
I laugh because I care. It's the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome, everyone. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Damon Day is our co-host today. He's been traveling the world, getting a little family time in. You know, like all coaches do at this time of the year, you got just a short little window.
You do.
Some time in. What's going on, man?
Recruits done. 2 weeks of family time. Back in the office now and just getting ready for the season. Just getting ready for kids to show up.
I'll tell you what, our production meeting today in preparation for the show, some heavy stuff in our production meeting today between Damon and myself. So
just solving the world's problems.
I know. I don't know if we can get it all done in an hour today, but our Big Ten preview will continue with Wisconsin linebacker Chris Borland, and we will talk with Grand Island Home Federal coach Brian Frew. Lost yesterday in the state tournament, but they were in the winner's bracket, so they play again this afternoon. And what a game it was. Two-time defending champ Omaha Creighton Prep. And it was 1-0 going into the ninth. Prep scored 4 in the ninth after Grand Island pulled their starter, won it 5-0, a game that was played in cool, misty conditions, started after 9, finished after midnight. I mean, Home Federal's 28-22. This is not the best Grand Island Home Federal team of all time, and they're playing very well in the postseason.
The thing that stuns me most about American Legion baseball is the lack of 9-inning games during the regular season, and then wham. You get to the state playoffs, you get the districts, you're 9-inning games. And I know people will say, oh, it's only 2 innings. Well, add an extra quarter to basketball. You know, it has that big of an impact, especially when you start talking about depth of pitching and really when you start talking about experience. You know, when you have a 7-inning game, you usually just roll your starter out there and let him go, and he's going to go 7. And if you're going to go to the pen, you're usually down. Or, you know, you don't have, like you do in college, those relief specialists who are used to the situation, who are used to kind of the pressure that comes with being a bullpen guy. And so that's one of the things that I always find the most unique about watching the Legion tournament. And you know, I've seen enough baseball to suffice this season. But that always amazes me when you get to that. There just seems to be like a race to the seventh inning, and then it's like, oh, we still got six more outs to go.
Yeah, and no
so,
kidding.
So I always think that, and you don't prepare that way throughout
the
entire season.
Is it bad? Should they get rid of it? I mean, you guys at the college level play a lot of seven-inning games.
Yeah, and actually at the college level, they're trying to get rid of all seven-inning games. And so, like, for example, you know, we go 9 2-7s and a nine, and there's been great debate on the 2-7s. And we do the 2-7s on a Saturday because we play in February and March. I mean, that's literally why we're not doing a 9 and a 7 type of thing. And so I don't know when seven-inning games became the norm, because I've played it my entire life that way. I'm still a huge advocate. Just play nines. Every game should be a nine. You know, that's just my opinion. That's just one man's opinion of it. But
the Legion level, you could never get a doubleheader in. So you're getting 14 innings.
Right, and then you go nine and a seven. You go 9 and a 7, or you could do something like that. And maybe high school's not the way to equate it. I just think that you play a certain way in May, June. And now you're changing the rules almost come July type of thing. And so, you know, that'd be a good question for Coach Frew as far as, you know, why aren't, you know, and he's only a first-year guy. Yeah. And so, but, you know, that'd be a good question for him is how does he feel it affects him as a coach?
You can ask him that.
There you go.
He's scheduled to join us sometime this hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can join us. A few topics to throw out there, and you can join us at any time. The Bruce Furniture fan line is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You'll also need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia later on in the program. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. If you got beat around with some hail at all this summer, see the Dent Popper. They'll take care of it. Facebook is at ESPN Superstation. Tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550. Yes, sir.
Red Sox call. Did you see the play at the plate?
Yeah,
Red
he's Sox? Safe.
Yeah. Did you see where he was standing?
And again, this is where I will have to say I've been away from umpiring just long enough now that I'm not as crisp on all the rules. And if you put me out there today, it would take me some work to get in.
The mechanics.
On the positioning.
Umpires call it mechanics.
Yeah, mechanics, positioning.
Lingo.
But remember, okay, so they're saying the ump was out of position. Okay, so he should have been somewhere different. But remember, the ball's coming in. It's a split second. You're just like the catcher. He's hoping the ball comes here, right to him. What if it does? What if the umpire positions himself back left instead of back right? All of a sudden, the throw comes back left. I mean, it's a guessing game most of the time out there.
I am not a fan of umpires or the profession. I don't personally. Yeah, exactly. I don't have anything personal against umpires. I just, at the college level, if you've been to a game, their attitudes and how they carry themselves are a big reason why. But that is one of the worst worst jobs of anticipating. You got to know there's going to be a throw, and why do you park yourself behind the catcher's back end? That's a that is rookie 101 umpiring to get to the first base side and anticipate some sort of throw.
He should have been farther up because you know where the ball's coming from.
When you're that bad out of position, you got to wear it.
Oh, yeah. He made a mistake.
You cannot just start.
He knows he made a mistake.
Yeah, you cannot just start thumbing guys. There's nothing more irate from a coaching standpoint is that when you go out and you explain, by the way, you were completely out of position, and they're like, I know, and then they run you. Now, granted, you probably added a couple adjectives in there to go along with it, but – you know, I think the problem is with umpires is and all officiating is there's so much. You get fined now if you question them. You know, you get fined if it's brought up. You know, they don't have to answer any questions. What, there's one pool reporter that gets to go in and ask those types of questions. I think that's why we're getting more and more frustrated with the officiating side of things. When you talk about officiating side of things, and this kind of comes off in left field, but I hear your discussions about college football getting bigger and we're going to all that. Where are they going to get the refereeing crews for that type of – I mean, you know
what would help the ref slash umpire? You just come – try this sometime. Come storming out of the dugout, run up and go, that was a hell of a call. Nice call. Does a coach ever come out to talk to an umpire when he's not bitching?
In the Rocky,
ever.
I can honestly say, at one time in my career, we're in the regional, 3-3 game against Mesa State, sack fly in the bottom of the ninth inning. Our guy looked safe. He did. He looked safe. And I run down there, and I'm like, he got him, didn't he? It wasn't even close. And the umpire's like, never even got to home plate. I was like, all right, man. And it was one of those moments where you're like, you wanted to say something. I was like, I was begging for anything. And you know, he was a very professional umpire, as you get farther into it. But, you know, if you were to come out and do that, like if I were to just run out, and when I was in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference and my relationship with certain umpires in that league, I maybe get three steps, out of the dugout before I'm hooked, before I even get a chance to even say a word. So, you know,
that's why you walk slow with the one hand in your back pocket.
Oh,
that's why coaches do that.
That you're just trying to
walk
calm
slow.
Down.
Yep, I'm just gonna walk out.
I can say that I have matured to the point where I like to say things under my breath. Like my favorite one is, "Man, you're doing a good job at being brutal." That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one. My favorite one is the condescending compliments. You know, like stay hot, you know, all those good ones when you get in there. But
God.
I did find that play abnormally, like, really, what do you think you're going to see? It's the biggest catcher in Major League Baseball. It's one of the Molinos.
But one of the questions, let me take it to another step here then, and you can finish the discussion here. One of the poll questions on ESPN.com this morning, should instant replay be used for safe out calls at home? I believe 79% voted yes. I don't think they should. Because, I mean, if you want to use them in the playoffs, that's a whole different ball of wax. Do you think there should be replay for safe out calls at home? I think it's still too controversial. You go back, you look.
I think with today's technology, I'm stunned that we don't have ball strikes called by computer. I mean, to be honest, but baseball is an arbitrary sport. And so you're either going to go with it. I mean, you either got to go across the board, start to finish. You know, hey, that brutal 3-2 strikeout call means just as much in some situations as a play at the plate. So, I mean, to me, you either got to go all the way. I mean, it's going to be like an umpire, you know, it's going to come to the point where a coach gets a challenge. Hey, I want that ball strike reviewed like you do in tennis.
God, no.
You know, but I'm God, saying no. Is that if you're going to do it, you got to do it from the first pitch to the last pitch over everything. Or you do it like it is now. I mean, you can't keep piecemealing it a little. Oh, we're going to do this, but we're not going to do this. We're going to do it in a regular season game, Yankees, Red Sox on a Sunday night because we have 18 camera angles, but we're not going to do it for the Pirates-Jays game on a Tuesday afternoon where they got the four in-house cameras working type of thing. So you either got to go all in or you can't. I mean, that's like some of the things like that's very frustrating with the NFL. That play is unreviewable. No, it's not. There's videotape of it. We didn't get a 30-second blackout. There's history has been put on videotape. That's reviewable. You know what I mean? It's like you either got to go or you can't. And that's my philosophy on the whole.
Folks, join in the conversation if you'd like. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, official sponsor of the 100th Buffalo County Fair. I believe the 4-H livestock auction is today. I suggest go out and get a rabbit. You know, maybe you don't want to go out and buy the grand champion beef or a swine. But, you know, there's all kinds of other stuff. But Midway.
Do you know how many types of rabbits there are? You can't just walk into the barn and say, I want a rabbit.
There's Haas and Pfeffer.
There's a floppy-eared German or French. The French floppy ear.
There's Peter Cottontail. There's Bugs Bunny.
I do not think those are a type. I think those are a rabbit, but I don't think they are a type of rabbit.
Interesting point you bring up, Damon Day.
That's why I'm here.
I'll have to ask Andy and the gang at Midway. I bet Andy knows, you know, being a rural boy, Aurora, Nebraska, but he knows a little bit more than just about selling cars. He can tell me about the French floppy-eared rabbit.
I believe that's the name of it. Okay. And it does have floppy ears.
Okay, we'll check on that. Midway, through the end of July, and you know that's only 2 days, folks, has extra discounts from the manufacturer. Now, again, we can't stress that enough because Midway has their hassle-free pricing, and they've got the great summer $500 gas card, Visa card that they're giving to you on additional purchases. But from the manufacturer, for just a couple of days here, they've got additional discounts that they don't want you to miss out on. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, located South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. And of course, you can always check out the inventory, maybe some service specials, and get signed up on Facebook to win a pair of Husker season tickets that they'll be giving away in August. You can go to thinkmidway.com for all the details. thinkmidway.com. Your Midway auto dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Linebacker from Wisconsin, Chris Borland, is going to be joining us here in a little bit as our Big Ten football preview continues. Also catching up with Grand Island Home Federal coach Brian Frood from the state tournament. It's all coming up.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
A great day.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much, I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, presents Guyology. Chapter 12, Kung Fu. All guys know Kung Fu, but don't try us. Every guy's just one
hi-ya
away from unleashing his leopard fists of fury. Guys live their lives a little differently, and we get it. We're Sport Clips, where guys get an awesome haircut while watching sports on TV. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com for the location nearest you and MVP.
The weather forecast for this weekend looks great with high temperatures in the low 80s. So why not spend it out on the golf course? Round up your buddies and play in the annual four-person Miller Coors Golf Scramble this Saturday and Sunday at the Kearney Country Club. You can include a practice round on Friday. There's a shootout on Friday night. Tee time Saturday at either 8 or 1. Everybody goes Sunday at 10. Two rounds of golf, your cart, steak dinner, four complimentary Miller or Coors products, the Calcutta, and a whole lot more. So call the Kearney Country Club today, 237-2553, and get your team in this weekend's Miller Coors four-person scramble.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait.
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for
to
it.
To the Dead Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Day at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today, as we'll see an isolated shower storm possible later in the afternoon. With a high of 84, winds will turn to the northeast 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 64 degrees. Right now, it's 66.
Daddy Show, Doug Duda, UNK baseball coach Damon Day with us on the program today. Coming up, Chris Borland, linebacker, Wisconsin. Swear to God, every once in a while you look at a guy and you know he's a football player. can't say it about Chris Borland. He's one of the best linebackers in the conference, maybe in the country, one of the top defensive players in all of the conference. Let's go to Doug and Carney, who has fired in on the Dent Popper inbox. His email says, right on, Coach Day! After Sunday night's American Legion State baseball game at Sherman Field in Lincoln, Carney Renza versus Lincoln Pius, I believe that umpires feel that they are above reproach, which is the expression of disapproval or disappointment. Yes, I understand umpires are human, but you cannot continue to make mistake after mistake and not acknowledge at all that maybe you are not prepared to be in this position.
If there's one thing that I do notice probably more so than anything at the high school level, is the speed of the high school game for certain umpires is way too fast. And I wasn't there for the game, but obviously you get the texts and everything else. Yeah. When the game starts to speed up, just like it does for certain athletes, it does it too for umpires, you know, and then when you get into a situation where the umpire almost thinks he's above that level and it speeds up on you, well, then everything just kind of speeds up on you and kind of gets out of control. And so I don't know of a sport where the officiating means more. I mean, there's probably a great debate on that, but I don't know of baseball is the only sport where the official decides when it's over.
I don't know. That's interesting because I'm thinking in my mind.
That'd be a good debate.
When they say you can call holding on every play.
Right. Or you can call foul on basketball on every play.
Let's face it. I think you'll agree with this. Let's face it. Any close ball strike call, the batter could hit. 95% of them that are argumentative, the batter could hit.
You have a higher opinion of umpires.
Well, because I've done it. I've done it for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And I was young and dumb. And
maybe make contact on it. But, you know, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, whereas in football, yeah. I would agree on that one.
Basketball, their hands all the time. When do you decide that they are pushing and grabbing, and when do you decide they're not? Yeah. I don't know.
I think you could probably find a coach in basketball, a football coach, and a baseball coach, and put them all in a room, and they all three of them could explain how the officials dictate the most in their sport.
No doubt about it.
But they do have a huge impact in it.
Oh, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
But they always get yelled at. Sometimes they deserve it. Most of the time, they probably don't. Because I have to chuckle, and I do every once in a while. It's a whole lot different now for me, having been to thousands of sporting events, from when you were growing up competing, when you were maybe still rooting for your local high school team or Legion team, when you were rooting for the Huskers, and now when you go, and for the most part, especially during the season, the games that I cover, both teams are from around here. You want to both see them do well. But to hear, I mean, there are stories, a mini book, if you know my Alzheimer's is kicking in, but there's a mini book that could be written, just things you overhear in the stands. Things you overhear in the stands. And this probably isn't the time or place, but you just go, every once in a while, sometimes I have to look because I can't believe what I hear, and I hope they don't see me looking at them, because in my mind I'm going, really?
My favorite part of that is the conspiracy.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it. And of course,
it ain't just that the guy's incompetent. It's that he's got motive behind why he's bad.
He's
it ain't
intentionally
just that,
screwing us.
It's not just that, hey, he's a bad official that can't handle the pace of the game. Oh, no, that's too easy of an explanation. This guy I knew 5 years ago, and he crossed me, and he's still after me 5 years later. The conspiracy theory makes it fun about officials.
Let's go to our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Well, there were some injuries in the NFL over the weekend. Which player injured in training camp will be more difficult for his team to replace? I saw that Peyton Manning's offensive lineman from the Broncos, is it Moen? Was that the right name?
Dan Coppin.
Coppin, excuse me. And we didn't put him on here because probably nobody would have known that he was an offensive lineman for Denver, except Bronco fans. And I heard some of the ESPN national guys yesterday saying he was the biggest loss, but we just had Jeremy Maclin of the Eagles or Dennis Pitta of the Ravens. Who will be more difficult for his team to replace? I said Maclin because even though the Ravens don't have the same people, they did have multiple tight ends last year, and I think I had Pitta on one of my fantasy teams for a little while, but 67% say Jeremy Maclin, 33% say Dennis Pitta. You get into that at all, fantasy football?
Oh, I enjoy watching the NFL, and I mean, I think Jeff Saturday is going to come out of retirement and be you wait and see where old Peyton Manning's on the phone.
That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today that you can vote on, ESPNSuperstation.com. Adrian Peterson says he'll break Emmett Smith's record of 18,355 rushing yards by 2017, which means that he'd have to average about 1,900 yards per season. Now, he's 28. He'll be 33 that year. What was Emmett, 37 when he broke the record? Something like that. So he needs 9,500 yards still. Will Adrian Peterson break Emmett Smith's rushing record? And again, he's with the Minnesota Vikings, who a lot of people aren't putting on. I'll throw this in. Aren't putting as a big team to make the playoffs, which means do you run him into the ground or do you rest him at the end of the year? So what do you think, Damon? Will Adrian Peterson break Emmett Smith's record? Yes. After 2017, yes, or no altogether?
I think he has an opportunity to do it. He will not do it in the timeline that he says he will do it. But I think it's a true 50-50 shot for him to do it just because of the knee. I mean, he is a freak of nature and things like that. Emmett Smith was pretty healthy, if I recall. I don't think Emmett ever had a big
shoulder injury.
But I also think the thing that will hamper Adrian Peterson down the stretch run of this is the changing out of running backs that we're seeing. You know, you don't see the Tony Dorsett's, the Franco Harris's, the Kevin Mack, Cleveland Browns reference. You don't see the one back feature guy.
How about Jim Brown? How about a real Cleveland
Brown? Jim
Brown. Good Lord.
You don't see that anymore. So I think at the end of his career, he's not going to get those same touches, you know, and let's face it, nowadays it's become such a business. The hanging on to superstars and kind of letting them do their thing is really gone. You know, it's more about what can you do for me today. So I'm going to say that I'm going to even hedge my bets even more. I'm going to say it's about a 30-70 that he does even break it. No chance he breaks it in the next 5 years.
He'll have an injury. It's almost a guarantee. How bad the injury is and where it's to will definitely determine maybe a little bit here. I don't think he gets it either. I like Adrian Peterson, even Oklahoma boy, Adrian Peterson. I like him as a player. Led me to some championships last year as a fourth round selection. And now he's like one or two. He's going to go this year again. I like Adrian Peterson. I hope he gets it, even as a Dallas Cowboy fan, Emmett Smith fan. But boy, that's asking a lot.
Yes.
That is asking a lot. The thing I like is that he's bringing it up in that hopefully means he wants to stick around and play football as long as he possibly can. So there you go. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. One other note here before we catch up with our Big Ten football preview, Chris Borland, Wisconsin linebacker. Yesterday, the second of four UNK finalists for athletic director on campus in Gene Berger from Northern Iowa. And another one will be on campus Thursday. This will be Paul Plinsky. He is the athletic director at Wisconsin Whitewater Division III institution since 2004. Before that, he was the AD at Wisconsin Lacrosse for 10 years. He's involved in athletic administration at Illinois and Minnesota while he pursued his master's and doctoral degrees. During Plinsky's tenure, Whitewater secured more than $12 million through fundraising to support facility enhancements, including an $8 million outdoor athletic complex renovation. Same story as for the first two. There'll be a media and UNK campus forum at 11 on Thursday, and then the public can meet Paul Plinsky at 5 o'clock. And this time they'll be at the Nebraskan Student Union that on Thursday this time around. That so that's a venue change. Damon, you've went to the first two. Obviously everyone is going to be at UNK and the athletic department is going to be paying close attention to this. What do you think of the process so far? Have you learned anything? This is new, obviously.
This is my first process, and I can say that it is a taxing process as far as from a head coaching standpoint. Not in a bad way, but just as a young coach, there's just a lot of unknowns You know, a lot of what ifs, a lot of, you know, the candidates all have strengths and weaknesses and things that you liked about them or things that you didn't like about them. But I'm more stunned at how, just personally, from a baseball program, head baseball coach standpoint, you know, I didn't realize how it would be such a roller coaster of fret and worry and all those different types of things. And so that's something that stunned me personally, is how I've personally handled it. Just from the constant wanting to know, what do you think? How's this going to all go down? And so, it's definitely been an experience as a head coach.
I can't believe personally all the questions that are now popping up that we will have to discuss on this radio program, that I think will be a comfortable part between when the final person is interviewed, the fourth person comes on campus, and when there is a hire, or when the hire is made. I'm hearing a variety of things that I have not heard before, but let me ask you one more thing that we did not necessarily discuss before we came on here. Being a representative of the coaches and UNK, and you can say no comment, how upset, I think is the word, how upset that no one with UNK ties made the finalist list?
You know, good question. I think that at the end of the day, Chancellor Christensen and the administration is going to make the best decision that they see for the University of Nebraska-Kearney Athletic Department, and I think that we have to put our trust in them that they're going to do that. I don't know if that necessarily answers your question to the level that you would like, but at the end of the day, the chancellor, the University of Nebraska-Kearney administration, is going to hire the person that they feel is best to lead this athletic department in the future. And I think you have to put your trust in the chancellor to make that right decision, and the search committee to find the best candidate that they feel can lead us to wherever the vision is of our administration forward in an athletic director standpoint. From a personal standpoint, I haven't been here long enough, and I don't carry enough clout for my decision to even be warranted or even taken into, but I think that would be a question for some of the senior members of the coaching staff.
You've been here a while.
Yeah, but I'm still way behind on the totem pole when you have some great ones like Coach Kropp and Coach Morris, who have been here for a lot more years than I have been, and Coach Squires, Coach Bauer. Those coaches have all been more on the front lines of it than I have, and I think that they would probably be in a better situation and a better historical aspect, because I've only had Mr. McBride as my athletic director. That's it. He hired me, and so I haven't been through this changeover before, so it is quite a interesting transformation, but I think that would be a question better served for some of the more veteran coaches in the athletic department.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, too, is that I will have some more questions, and Chancellor Christensen has always been good about coming on the show when there's something to talk about. We talked to him when the four finalists were named, and I've got more questions for him. And I've got more questions for him that have been posed to me. They're not just my questions, and I'll be interested to see how he answers those, because I think it is important to chat with him in that tweener process before the hire is made.
And that's probably one of the things that being on the radio show with you that I've learned that I didn't know beforehand is a lot of your questions, or a lot of times I'll even get asked the question, is they're not our own questions. They are questions that are posed to us by people who listen to the show, or your audience type.
Yeah.
You know, and so you definitely are putting in that strange, I don't want to say strange, but you are putting that where you are kind of the voice where of people coming to you and saying, it's something that I never really anticipated, but I'll even be just in Walmart, or I'll be talking with a guy and I'll be like, hey, ask so-and-so next time. Ask Sipple why he did.
We can't know all the questions.
Yeah, you know, why ask Sipple this, or next time you get that Callahan guy on there, ask him this, and it's like, I'm not going to ask him that, because, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to call him out that we had like 6 5-star recruits and none of them have panned out to do anything. That's not really on Mr. Callahan. But it's funny how people will expect you to ask them.
I can ask about that. Questions. You know, hey, Sean, what's wrong with our 5-star?
Yeah.
You know, those two that we've had this decade. Folks, don't forget, you can email us your questions anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, Wisconsin linebacker Chris Borland and our Big Ten football preview continues.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-489-8380. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-489-8380. That's 1-800-489-8380. Call 1-800-489-83.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today, as we'll see an isolated shower storm possible later in the afternoon. With a high of 84, winds will turn to the northeast 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 64 degrees. Right now, it's 66.
Doug and Daddy's show, Doug Goody, UNK baseball coach Damon Day. It is my co-host. Okay, I'll ask you one more time, and then we'll get into Chris Borland here. Want to remind folks that tomorrow on the Scott Van Pelt Show, Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini, talking to the big boys tomorrow, Urban Meyer, Ohio State, Gary Anderson, Wisconsin, Bo Pelini, Nebraska, they will all be on the Scott Van Pelt Show tomorrow between noon and 3 sometime. We don't know the exact time. Sorry, don't have that down yet, but to listen tomorrow at noon. How much scouting do you do at the Legion State Tournament or the state baseball tournament when it goes on in the spring? Is that a big deal for you? Because I know, like Coach Bauer, he'll go to the state wrestling tournament sometimes just to watch the guys that you already brought in.
State spring state tournament, never been to.
Yeah,
always had, you know, your own thing. You know, fortunately for me, Coach Archer plays such a tough schedule.
See most of them.
Most of them come through the, through the front door type of thing. But yeah, I would say no. I when it's around, you know, but for us to get in the car and go to Lincoln or get in the car and go out to Scotts Bluff, it's not worth it at this time of year because, you know, we're still waiting for that sifting out process. Right now, all the juniors who are going to be seniors, they're waiting on their Division I offers. And they'll probably be offered by the end of the summer, you know, and then really then that kind of kicks forward us. Because right now to call a kid who's good or is garnering certain amounts of interest – to call him right now, they're all still waiting for that, the big call. Whether they have the ability to wait for that big call, they're still waiting for it. So just kind of a wait and see.
Just want you to know, by the way, at Big Ten Media Days, I'm not sure I uttered the word Notre Dame more than once. It's time for our Big Ten football coming up here in just a little bit, brought to you by Bruce Furniture of Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you're a student looking to furnish your room or apartment for the upcoming semester, or the parent of a student taking someone off to college, don't forget Bruce Furniture's bargain basement area, where Bruce Furniture has consignments, closeout, and clearance items, fantastic cash and carry items. Plus, Bruce Furniture can pick up your old furniture when you purchase the new and even sell the used furniture on consignment. At Bruce Furniture, a proud sponsor of Big Ten football on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Chris Moreland, senior linebacker from Wisconsin, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And Chris, thanks for giving us a couple minutes here at Media Days.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, we're from Nebraska, so let's just start there, get that out of the way. We talked with Jared earlier about what that week was like going up to the championship game. He said everything just fell into place. Could you talk about what that week was like going into the championship game, especially kind of coming off the last two regular season games that you had?
Yeah, well, we had lost our two previous games before the championship, so our focus was really high. We got some guys who had been injured back for that game. And I think Jared's right. It was kind of the perfect storm for us. Everything kind of clicked. We were healthy. We were prepared. And we had some fortuitous bounces. So, you know, I think Nebraska's, you know, was better than what they showed, and we played our best game. So, you know, it was a great feeling, but, you know, we understand that we're not 40 points better than Nebraska.
That's a lot of bounces, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they didn't have their best game, but, you know, they beat us earlier in the season, and we got a tremendous amount of respect for them.
What do you think of those uniforms in that special game?
I like them. I like that big W. It's nice to change things up. You know, I'm not a big uniform guy, but I think the fans liked them, and it's good for our brand. It's good for Wisconsin and Nebraska, so yeah, I'm happy for it.
That allowed you to get back to the Rose Bowl, which is another story unto itself, but then the coaching change came, and Coach Alvarez got to take you guys over for that game. What was that experience like?
I mean, growing up a Wisconsin fan, you got a tremendous amount of respect for Barry Alvarez, and I know all the in-state guys just revere him, so... to have him actually on the sidelines during practice, to be speaking to the team on a daily basis, was like a dream come true for us. Beyond that, it was important for him to coach, calm nerves after Coach Bielema left, and kind of reestablish some poise and composure amongst guys who, at least the younger guys, were a little distraught. I mean, they probably weren't expecting that to happen. No one was, and you couldn't have been prepared for it. But Coach Alvarez did a great job, and we got a tremendous amount of respect for him, obviously.
Talking with Wisconsin's Chris Moreland here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How does an Ohio boy grow up a Wisconsin fan?
Dad's from Madison, so I grew up on a steady dose of the Badgers, on a steady dose of Vince Lombardi and the Packers, so kind of inherited being a fan from my dad.
Nebraska's new, Maryland and Rutgers will be new once you pass on, and there's so many traditions that everybody's trying to get used to. Wisconsin has some traditions, but the crazy jump is one of the things that the nation knows about. Do you know what's going on between that third and fourth quarters, and what's that experience like?
It's incredible. You know, we're lucky enough to see it seven times a year, and there's nothing like it. I've played at places all around the country, and I've never seen anything close to the jump around. And it's funny to watch the other team. That's what I like to do. I get asked if I watch our crowd or if I jump around. I kind of just like to sit there and watch the other team because they always have a plan. Either they're going to not jump around or they're going to jump around. But inevitably, every team, you catch players looking up into the stands and just kind of with their jaw dropped. You know, it's an incredible tradition. I think it's one of the best, if not the best, in the country. And it's just a ton of fun.
Let's talk a little bit of football for Wisconsin this year. Take me through your linebacking crew, how good you guys are, where the experience is defensively overall.
Well, I'm thrilled about our defense. Our linebacking core is going to be a little different running the 3-4, but every guy's got experience. I think the defense caters to our skill set. Brendan Kelly is a natural stand-up guy. He'll be more of our hybrid defensive end linebacker. On the other side, on the other edge, Ethan Armstrong is a natural hybrid safety linebacker. So those two guys are going to work well on the outside of the 3-4 at linebacker. And in the middle, we'll probably have a competition go on beside me between Connor O'Neill and Derek Landish, both good players. And I'm comfortable in the middle. So I think our front seven is going to be great. We need someone to step up at safety. But I think that'll happen. And I'm very excited about this year's defense.
How much change is there with the new coaching staff, specifically for the linebackers?
Oh, there's been a lot. In large part, I think kind of the change and the transition is over. We got used to it. We got used to the new scheme and the new linebacker coach and defense throughout the winter, spring, and summer. So we're ready for the fall. You know, we've adjusted to it and have a great working relationship and personal relationship with our coaches. So we're ready to get fall camp started.
Another couple moments here with Chris Borland of Wisconsin on the Doug and Daddy Show. One coach has to come in and look at over 100 players that are already on the roster. 100 players are really only looking at one coach. Your initial reaction to coach and then maybe what it was like after you went through spring.
Well, initially got the chance to meet him after he was hired. And just in a short 5 to 10 minute conversation, was really impressed. Really a straightforward guy, confident. But humble and treats people with respect, and he's always honest. And you know, I got that feeling in 10 minutes, and it's rang true for the last 6 or 7 months. So have a great working relationship with Coach Anderson. He's a great person too, and I think he's going to have a lot of success at Wisconsin.
Coach was asked this question. Some of the players were asked this question. Yes, you won the championship last year, but we're still 4-4 in the league. So what's the mentality that, okay, we were there, but maybe we weren't 7-1, 8-0. We still have a lot of room to improve.
Oh, we certainly do. And we lost a lot of close games last year, so a very frustrating way to go 500 in the conference. Not that there's any way that wouldn't be frustrating, but to lose those close ones, we lost games in overtime, games by 3 points. That's a bad sign. That's something that needs to be improved, and I think will be improved with a seasoned team, more seasoned team, and a team that's more cohesive. I think we had, between the coaching changes and the quarterback changes, I think there was some adversity that was difficult to overcome last year. I think ultimately we remained poised, but it's tough when you got that much going on.
And finally, since everybody is not making you the favorite because of Ohio State this year, is it good to get that game right off the bat to start conference play?
That'll be a blast. That's why you come to Wisconsin to play in games like that. And we're really looking forward to that game. But first things first, we got camp and then UMass.
You know, there's only one way for a Husker-Wisconsin rematch, right?
I do. That'd be another fun one. I got a lot of respect for the team and probably the nicest fans I've ever encountered. They gave us a round of applause when we arrived in Nebraska. And I was cynical enough to think it was sarcastic, but it was genuine. So just incredible people and got a lot of respect for the program.
Chris Moreland, Wisconsin linebacker, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great season.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Chris Moreland. Our Big Ten football preview brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings. Stop into Gary Michaels today to beat the summer heat during their summer sale. Through the end of the month, you can get 25% off all summer sportswear for guys and gals, including Cutter and Buck, Forsyth, Tommy Bahama, and more. And for the career guys, you can also get 25% off all summer suits and sports coats. Don't let the time run out on you. The sale ends Wednesday. That's the end of the month. Head to Gary Michaels Clothiers downtown Hastings. One of the things I took out of that Chris Borland interview is he made it a point when I asked him what he thought about Gary Anderson, his initial thoughts. Because as we said, the coach always comes in, kind of looks at what he's got. Well, the players are all sitting there going, who's the new guy? And he said, you know what? I knew he was a class guy because when he left Utah State, he got a hold of all of his players. There's some bitterness toward Brett Bielema. I know there's bitterness of him leaving, but the way he did it, I don't think Wisconsin's going to have any problem moving on.
Oh, from a coaching standpoint, that's the slipperiest of slopes because you made a commitment to those kids that, oh yeah, come play for me, come play for me, come play for me. Oh, by the way, I'm leaving. You know, and so at the end of the day, from a coaching standpoint, you have to try to handle it the best that you possibly can. And I agree with you. I think that with Bielema jumping the way that he did, I think a lot of his guys are like, why is that a better job? You know, they don't understand why he did it. And I think that harbors animosity type of thing. All his guys at Utah State, good for you, coach. Best of luck.
Yeah.
We're proud of you. You know, I think there's a difference. Whereas the Wisconsin guys are like, Arkansas, you know how it goes. They're not better. That's not better. You know. So I think the circumstances under which guys leave has a lot to do with it, if that makes sense. I think if the kids view it as a, oh, this is a good thing or whatnot, you know, at the end of the day, it's always tough to leave a place, no matter from a coaching standpoint, it's tough to leave a place and have to call those young people and tell them, hey, there's a better opportunity for me and my family moving forward. That's something that I think all coaches recognize. But like you said, I think there's a level of it, and I agree. I don't think that there's any love lost in Wisconsin for Bielema leaving.
Coming up, we're trying to still make contact with Grand Island Home Federal coach Brian Frew, so we'll try and get that on before the end of the show, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we come back.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there, and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The field performed better. Complete Nutrition.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
The Braves are sitting high atop the National League East, but injuries have recently made them potentially vulnerable. This weekend, they face the Phillies, who are looking to take advantage.
Chase Utley, 2-run blast.
Can Philly tighten up the East, or will the Braves extend their lead?
Justin Upton diving, and he makes the grab. What a catch, Justin Upton.
The Phillies and Braves.
Catch action Saturday and Sunday right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today, as we'll see an isolated shower storm possible later in the afternoon. With a high of 84, winds will turn to the northeast 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 64 degrees. Right now it's 66.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you as we're winding through a Tuesday edition of the Doug and Danny Show. Hey, the American Red Cross and Platte River Radio, including us here at ESPN, are bringing you the 4th annual Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve Blood Drives in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney, plus Holdridge on Wednesday, August the 7th. Presenting donors receive T-shirts, and you can make your appointment today. So, folks, make your appointment. American Red Cross, Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, the 4th annual Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve Blood Drive. Help save a life out there. Wednesday, August the 7th. Contact your American Red Cross for more information. It's time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Call now. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible to win a $25 gift card to get whatever you want at Troutman's. Beers and wines, bacon. You can get a big old jar of baked beans. That's what Jeff always likes to have with his USDA ground chuck. He always likes to get a 30-day aged steak, which is there for peak flavor and tenderness. Get whatever you want. Prime ribs, hams, it's all so good. Maybe $25 worth of snack sticks. It's all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. It's time now for our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
All right, Matt, here's the question. Just back from Big Ten Media Days, we'll give you a Big Ten football question. And even if you don't know it, you got a 1 in 12 chance of guessing it right, which is a lot better than most of our questions. Which team returns the most starters going into 2013?
Iowa.
It is not Iowa. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Iowa has 13, according to our statistics. But that is not the most. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, you can call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And we will get you on the program today. Who are we chatting with?
Ken.
Ken, which Big Ten team has the most returning starters in college football?
Michigan State.
Michigan State is incorrect. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Michigan State has 15. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt's back. Same question, Matt, because I don't have another one yet.
I'm still guessing. Northwestern.
It is not Northwestern. They also had 15. This team has more than 15 returning starters for this year's squad. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Cody.
Cody, which Big Ten team has the most returning starters for this year?
Minnesota.
It is not Minnesota, although they have more than everybody else that has guessed. 16. Try back. Jeffrey, we may have to find a backup question somewhere. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Todd.
Todd, which Big Ten team has the most returning starters this year?
Indiana.
Indiana? Damon Day?
He had to have looked that up.
Well, process of elimination. He was down. He knew it wasn't Nebraska. Todd, Indiana Hoosiers is correct. Congratulations on being the first one to get it right. Hang on the line, and Jeffrey will get you hooked up with your gift card. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Indiana with 19, my man. 19. Minnesota was next with 16, then Michigan State and Northwestern with 15. And according to the Big Ten and Phil Steele, Illinois, Nebraska, and Michigan have the fewest with 12.
I think Indiana could bring back all their guys who went on and played in the NFL and still not be 500 in the Big Ten.
Because you're a Notre Dame fan, not an Indiana fan.
No, just because as a kid, you just
Ball State fan, Akron fan.
You rooted for all. You rooted
Akron,
for
Ohio.
You rooted for Ball State and anybody else besides Indiana Hoosier football. I mean, unfortunately, there is not a sport that is more obscure at a college than Indiana football. At all. I mean, it's just there's just as I've grown up or watched it. I mean, you want to talk about just not even on the radar. It would be Indiana college football.
Plus, college football coaches poll is coming out on Thursday morning, right during our show sometime. So hopefully, we'll have that college football.
Who's number one?
Alabama's one, Ohio State's two, Oregon's there, Florida State's there. It's the same old, and then you work yourself out. These teams now that have established themselves have to lose two or three times before they fall down in the rankings significantly where they won't be there to start next year. So I'm guessing Big Red is going to be closer to 15 than they are to 10.
Who's the most overrated team going into the season?
Oh, that's a heavy question. It's a heavy question. Peruse. Yeah, we'll peruse here a little bit. I'm pulling out my Phil Steele top 40 that he has for the year, and he always likes Florida State. I don't know. I think maybe they're a little overrated.
They are overrated. They are definitely.
Do you have somebody that's overrated?
Do I think who's overrated this year?
Producer Jeff says Texas. He's got Phil Steele has Florida State third, Texas fourth.
Yeah, he's Phil has definitely. If you're picking Texas fourth and Lane Kiffin is six, I'm gonna go with those are pretty good guesses. Oklahoma State is eight. I don't think Gundy's the guy to get him over the top. Georgia with Mark Richt, he did save his job last year, so you'll see from there. Virginia Tech lost their running back. Big question mark there. Texas A&M, I think, is the glamorous, high-profile pick. We're going to see a big slump in Johnny Manziel or whatever they call him, the Heisman winner. South Carolina at 14. Nine guys are going to block Giovanni Clowney. and all the other guys will pick up from there. So that's what I think.
I
look at Phil Steele's top 50.
He's got Louisville at number 7, and they probably will be because of their schedule.
Yeah, without a doubt. And in the ACC.
Great quarterback.
With Florida State and the ACC, I don't see much with them. Miami of Florida is interesting. I mean, you know, they got the quarterback that is I think it's Morris, the quarterback that everyone's kind of starting to talk about. Or, you know, I think Golden said he was the least talked about best player in the country type of thing. And so, you know, I am interested to see how number 31 UCLA is when they come into Nebraska. I'm interested to see how that goes. I mean, Northern Illinois really at 26th. I mean, that's where you get interesting. That's where you get into the whole debate of things is the best team from the MAC, is it as good as the fourth team in the SEC? You know, I would take the fourth team in the SEC 7 days a week.
Watch out for Oklahoma. The 1 year that nobody's talking about them, probably the year that they come and make a little bit of a noise in the Big 12 conference. They're not surrendering anything to Oklahoma State. So there you go. Well, no luck today with Coach Frew as he's getting ready for this afternoon's Legion baseball. So we apologize for that. We had it all scheduled for this hour and have not been able to make contact with the coach. So we wish them the best of luck today. They will play in an elimination game at 4 o'clock at Millard West against Omaha Burke. Kearney Runza plays at Lincoln Sherman Field at 4 o'clock in an elimination game against South Sioux City. The area teams are out of the Class A Juniors tournament. They're out of the Class B Seniors tournament with Aurora being defeated yesterday by Elkhorn Mount Michael 5-2. Class C senior tournament. St. Paul and Sutton will play an elimination game today at 5 o'clock. St. Paul beat David City to stay alive 10-6 yesterday. Sutton lost to Pender 7-4 yesterday. Pender will play Malcolm, and then whoever's left will be playing for the championship tomorrow. So best of luck to those folks. We'll keep you up to date on this afternoon's sports, how things are going at Arbor Links in the second round of the Nebraska Amateur. And the next time that I get to see Coach Damon Day, I'm looking forward to this. On the golf course.
I'm up for it.
Bring it, baby. Going to be a lot of golfing for the man this weekend. Kearney Boosters are on Friday. As you've heard on our airwaves, Coors Miller is going on out at Kearney Country Club Saturday and Sunday. You can still get into that if you contact them. So wherever you're at, a lot of week left, and we've got a lot more going on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. We do want to thank Chris Borland for our Big Ten update today, linebacker out of Wisconsin. We'll talk more Big Ten football tomorrow. Randy Bushcutter will be in as my co-host, and we'll talk more Legion baseball. Plus, we want to thank Damon Day for coming in today and talking all sorts of subjects from UNK to umpiring and refereeing to a whole lot more.
I'm not going to get many calls this year.
Enjoy your week, man.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.